you were on ESPNU earlier, and it said Kalani Sitake, ninth season as head coach. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's nine seasons.
It's been nine seasons. Like, I can't believe it's been that long. But I think I've aged okay since then, you know. But the I'm enjoying every moment of it. And I think just seeing it go from independent era to where it's at now with the Big 12 and then another Big 12 adjustment. It's been really cool. And having our rivals be in the conference, it just makes sense. So I think there's a lot of cool things that are happening. The last year, just that experience itself was very eye-opening for a lot of our guys. And for myself too, but all of us. We one thing that we're committed to doing is learning. And so this program and this university learns from things that we've been through. And so this naturally, our guys have done a great job learning from last year. Sense of urgency is different than I've ever seen. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what these guys can do on the field, because I think it's going to be a way different product than people are expecting.
Mm. Different in what way, do you think?
Well, just because of the last year, uncharted territory. This year, kind of know what to expect. And I think in the past, we've always leaned on being physical as kind of like our trademark. Well, everybody's physical. It's like that's kind of the standard now. So you can't just lean on one thing that you're good at and think that's going to carry you through. You have to do a bunch of other things, and you have to do all the little details. And I think what's done is give these guys an attention to the details and focus on the little things. And that's kind of been, I just seen that intrinsically the motivation from the team has taken off. So it's like not really much I had to do other than just, hey, now you see what it's about, and now let's use our resources, let's get in a position where we can really take advantage of where we're at and get better. And I saw that from January until spring ball. I saw it in spring ball, the commitment to being more physical, commitment to all the little details on the scheme and even on the field. And I've seen the way that they've approached this offseason. It's going to be a different product. Now, what does that mean? It means hopefully you can be more consistent and do some really good things on the field, because we've done that before.
When you were on the staff at Utah, do you remember what you thought after year one of Pac-12 play? And do you have any similar thoughts or feelings after year one of the Big 12?
Yeah, year one was a little different. We didn't play, I think we were 8-5. We didn't play the top teams in that conference. We didn't play Stanford and Oregon at that time. They were the top teams. So I think that was kind of like a feel it out. But then when you played the next season, the next year, I think it was the next 2 years, went 5-7 back-to-back. A lot of learning moments within those 3 years. But I think the biggest learning moment was actually the first year. This is what we're going through right now. Like, I don't intend on us being, the record being the same. I think we're going to be different. But we do have to have an approach where you just can't, hope is not a good strategy, and doing what you did last year is not a good strategy. So we have to do things differently, which is why we made some of the changes. I had to look at all the variables of what it takes to get better, and we've had to make decisions, myself as a head coach and players and talent, and see who belongs and who doesn't. And we've had to develop guys to a certain level, and then we've had to bring in new talent, and now we have to develop a situation, an environment where they can compete and get the best guys on the field. So I feel really good about the process. We've been through this before. It's just hard to do it when you're telling the guys, like, hey, guys, watch out for this, watch out for that. They won't know until they have something to hang their hat on. They have something to see, to compare it to, and now they do.
The drop-off at the end of last season, the guys who were there for that, do you think the way the season ended will play enough in the backs of the minds of some of the guys that they won't maybe take maybe success for granted? Because at 5-2, you're a win away from a bowl game. And like, it was almost right there. It never really happened. Does that... Can they call upon that?
Well, it's the same thing of how much they miss going to the bowl game, you know. And I think in the past it's like get critical of which bowl game it is. Now it's like, hey, it's not about the destination, because I remember in 2017 we didn't go to a bowl game. If you ask our guys that were around what's the best bowl game, they would say the Humanitarian Bowl in Boise, Idaho, you know. And so because when something that's there, you take for granted sometimes, and we're natural humans. That's part of it. And so my job is to keep them so that we don't have to go through these difficult learning moments. Now, we're 5-7. We've had some good moments. But there's some things that happened that allowed us to make some changes that went 5-7 that I wouldn't have done if we went 7-5. Because I think it masks some of the situations. And it allowed me as a head coach to get better and learn and to make some changes and make some decisions that would help us. It's also, that's individual as a head coach. Imagine what these players are going through themselves. And I think you have to give it some credit and give these guys an opportunity to make those decisions. And when they do, the motivation takes over itself. And so that's, I've seen a lot of intrinsic motivation from these guys. That's really hard to generate. But it's because they're good kids and because we have an environment and a situation now with the resources that we've been given in the Big 12 that will get us into a lot of really good spots. I mean, the stuff that we do with our off-season conditioning and everything has been unbelievable.
Has that been a big change?
Yeah.
Because I hear a lot of guys talk about it.
Yeah, it's been, and this is really the first true off-season that we've had since January of it happening with our strength staff and having that being consistent, and then also our sports science group and our performance and our sports directors and on that side. So that's something that we've never really had before, and we've gone on a full year now of having it and but a full off season. And the guys have just, I mean, they physically look different than last year. Batty looks bigger than he ever has and compared to even the last year. So if that's happening with one guy, imagine what's happening with the other 123 or 122 guys.
How deep is this 16-team Big 12 this year?
I think there's a lot of parity here, but I think everyone's. The easy thing is to say, okay, this is who we think is going to have success. But I don't think you could really say for a definite moment that this is how it's going to work. I think there's a lot of people that have a lot to prove. There's a lot of people that didn't see West Virginia coming last year, and so I think there's a lot of teams that can still be in that mix. So it's going to be interesting to see how it goes at the first when everyone plays their non-conference games, and then to see how it goes into the season. I mean, our three non-conference games are different than what we've had. I mean, we play Southern Illinois at home.
Who's really good FCS.
They're good. Yeah, they went to the playoffs last year, and then we go on the road to SMU, who's done some really good. Rhett Lashley's done some really good things with that team, and then we go to Wyoming. Yeah. So it's like those are three tough tests for us. But the cool thing about it is, really, that's just the conference play is what matters the most. You win the conference, you get in the playoffs. And that's, we've never had it be so transparent for us. So now, hey guys, if you want to get in, win the conference. And so every game matters. And November will matter for us. It's never really been that way even before. So this is a lot of different areas for us to be in. I'm excited that we're here. I mean, who would have thought that?
Look about it,
10 years, 20 years, 30 years from now, that we're in this moment and we're standing here and being a part of a 16-team power conference. It's amazing.
25 years ago, you're a player.
Yeah.
I'm a sideline guy in the Mountain West Conference.
Yeah.
You go from Mountain West for you to Pac-12, an era of independence, now to the Big 12. You've seen a lot of football.
Yeah, and then you look at, like, but you even look at a little further and the influence that Lavelle Edwards has had in college football. When we were younger watching, no one was in the gun. We were one of the few teams in the gun. Now everybody's in the gun. Little League's in the gun, right? So everyone's doing that. The air raid is taking form. That came from Mike Leach, who came from BYU. Super Bowl champions, Andy Reid's a disciple of Lavelle Edwards. Kyle Whittingham is a player that played for Lavelle Edwards. And so, like, you look at the tree of Lavelle, the legacy, and I don't think he did this to think that all about him, but it's like that's even leaving out Holmgren and Billick and all the others that have done it. There's a footprint of Lavelle Edwards and BYU football in football altogether, and it's something special. Now we're in our 100th season in college football as a BYU football team. So now this is there's a lot like kind of ramping up and kind of setting the table for us to do something good this year.
Finally, Kalani, you brought up West Virginia a minute ago. You're not exactly Neil Brown picked to finish last year, like it was last year. But
yeah.
BYU's preseason poll is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Do your guys, can they latch onto that and have it have a Neil Brown, West Virginia type effect?
Well, I think we talked about this as a staff and with our players. I mean, there's two choices. You can either get angry about it, but what have we done to receive the benefit of the doubt? A lot of the votes that happen are because they just don't know. They're like, well, who's going to be their quarterback? Are they deeper in certain positions? Do they have players that are healthy? How much returning production do we have? So when you factor all those things in, I think we're in a better position than people actually think. And we were 5-7, a couple plays from being 7-5. So when you look at it that way, it's like, okay, there's some really cool things that can happen here. But I think it's no use getting angry about the votes. But what we need to do is they don't have the perspective that we have. And when you look at these guys, they're walking around a little bit more confident than they ever have before because they know that their hard work is going to pay off and we're going to get to the season. And I think this is a situation where you get what you put into it. And so as we kind of work through that, we're it's the second year, but we feel like we're veterans in this conference now, you know. And so there's other guys that are new to this conference, and they'll have to figure some things out. We know where we're at. We know where we can be to be more consistent, and we know that we belong at this stage. And so, and we have an amazing fan base that will help us get there. But in terms of the votes and all that, did you think basketball? Did everyone? There's a lot of unknowns with basketball last year. And they were voted 13th, right? So when they were voted 13th, a lot of like, there's a lot of unknowns. We have the same amount of unknowns. Now, hopefully, we gotta let people know about it and let them feel it out, like what basketball did with last year. So a lot of cool parallels and a lot of comparisons that we can do to our team as well.
Kalani, this is always a pleasure. I look forward to doing this with you again in a few weeks. Thank you.
Makes sense to be with you, man. Appreciate it, Greg. Thank you.